Karen Dobner's 19-year-old son, Max, died in June after crashing his car into a house. Dobner says Max had smoked a product he bought at the cigar box in Aurora, and that even though the product, iAroma Hypnotic, doesn't say so on the packaging, it contains synthetic marijuana, which she believes caused her son to drive recklessly and crash. Besides the lawsuit Dobner has filed against the owner of the cigar box, which is now closed, the Daily Herald says she has begun a nonprofit foundation in her son's memory to educate the public about synthetic marijuana and to fight for tougher drug laws. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.